Sleep Alone, Two Door Cinema Club there. You're on next. It's just almost 25 past 7 in the morning. It's the Brekkie Show, Katie and Dino. Katie's in today feeling much better, looking much better than you were yesterday, mate.
I certainly am.
I'm glad to see it.
Thank you.
Now, you might have seen or heard about the international report published fairly recently saying that we're in fairly deep trouble about when it comes to climate change. Now, the IPCC report says we need to keep warming, global warming, below 1.5 degrees on average if we want to avoid some pretty hectic and catastrophic impacts on ecosystems like reefs and glaciers, and as well as human agriculture, Katie.
That's right. And on top of that, there's issues like deforestation, plastic pollution. Sadly, they think that there's going to be more plastic than fish in the sea by 2050.
What?
Terrifying.
I know, it's petrifying. It all feels very overwhelming when you hear facts and figures like that. So we've been thinking about what we can do as individuals, just little tips and tricks to help save our environment. And so we're joined right now by Joe Taranto from Good for the Hood, who has some simple tips for us. Joe, if you can tell us firstly, what is Good for the Hood all about?
Hi, guys. I'm not sick, which is good, so I feel for you guys. For the Hood is a social enterprise which is all about waste and reducing waste in communities and empowering communities to tackle issues around climate and the environment, but also building communities through that. So we work with communities all over Australia doing amazing things, tackling food insecurity and plastic pollution and, being really creative with it too.
Joe, what are some easy things that everyday people can do in their lives to reduce their impact on the environment?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the important thing to know is that there's always something we can do as individuals. It's really, really easy to be overwhelmed and therefore do nothing. And, you know, the biggest impact on the environment will be if everyone decides to do nothing because we're all overwhelmed, then we won't tackle the issue. So my challenge is to everyone is to do something. Doesn't matter how small it is, do something, and it does make a difference. So really simply, we know that plastic is produced from crude oil. We know the impacts of crude oil in the environment. If you can reduce single-use plastic, so those items that you are used for less than 10 minutes, do so. So there's always a solution for that coffee cup, the plastic bag, the straw, the water bottle. Choose to reuse. It's a really simple, easy one, and that impact does make a difference. I think another simple one is just to reduce the amount of food that we waste. So we know from those staggering figures of, looking at banana waste when we watch War and Waste on TV, looking at strawberry waste recently, food waste is a massive issue and it has huge impacts on our farmers, on agriculture. It also has huge impacts on our environment. We know that food waste, when it breaks down, in landfill particularly, it creates methane, which is a really potent greenhouse gas. So if we can buy food locally, if we can grow our own, even better. But if we can grow food and not throw it in the bin at the end of the day, or eat the food that we buy, that makes a huge impact as well. And that sometimes comes down to planning our meals a little smarter as well, so that that dodgy carrot in the back of the fridge doesn't shrivel up and get thrown in the bin.
Yeah, I have a friend at the moment who is living her life with a strict rule that she can't throw anything out and she can't go shopping again until she's used everything that's in there.
Amazing.
Which is
you
great.
Have to be
yeah.
Creative.
Yeah, and she's producing some very interesting dishes. But moving on from that to recycling, I know a lot of people get very overwhelmed with the concept of recycling. They don't know what to put where, what they can do. Do you have any sort of easy tips or resources that can help people sort out their waste?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's two sides to recycling. First of all, there's buying products which can be recycled and recycling them properly. There's an amazing new label that's coming out from Planet Ark, which is the Australasian recycling label, which basically tells you whether something is recyclable or not. So currently it's not compulsory to have that on packaging, but a lot of companies are choosing to opt in with that. So that's a really great thing to look for. And therefore, you know exactly, okay, this is recyclable. And if something's not recyclable, you can choose not to buy it. The other side of recycling is that you need to buy products with recycled content. We hear this phrase circular economy all the time. So we need to make sure that we're creating a market for these products. So recycling's great, but only if you also buy recycled. So there's also some really cool information on the Planet Art website about products which contain recycled content.
Yeah, terrific. Thanks so much, Jo. All really good and simple tips there that we can all apply every day. It's almost 7:30. You're on next.